Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and my guest today in the cozy confines of Studio B is Seth Juarez of DevExpress.
Hey, how you doing?
And Seth, how are you?
Great. I was excited to be here. The weather's really nice.
It is. It's summer. Summer in Seattle.
What do you guys do when the sun comes out? Do you guys hide under umbrellas and stuff?
Depends on whether or not you're from here or not. If you're not from here, you rejoice. If you're from here, then you sometimes may think it's too hot.
Well, it's lovely.
Me personally, I love it.
Yeah, it's lovely. Lovely. It's good to be here.
Seth and I were together down at Tech Ed. We did an episode on the XAML controls from DevExpress.
We sure did.
And you're back here today to do part two, if you will.
Correct.
And we're going to talk about HTML controls.
Correct. And now the cool thing about being a web developer nowadays is Microsoft provides sort of this wonderful hodgepodge of things that you can do. You have web forms. You have MVC, and now you also have modern style applications using WinJS, so you that actually hooks into the operating system. And the cool thing is, most people have this sort of camp that, oh, I'm MVC or I'm WebForms. The thing about it is, it's all ASP.NET.
It is. All ASP.NET under the hood. We've made it that easier in Visual Studio 2013, this concept of one ASP.NET. To kind of break down this artificial wall between, like you say, web forms or MVC. Now it's a lot easier to do an MVC project and add web forms to it, or the other way around if that's what you need to do. Web API is now just a technology that you can use equally in web forms or MVC projects. Mm-hmm. So
it's pretty
cool. It's a lot easier.
And so we like I said, we're a partner, and what we want to do is we want to sort of expand our clients' ability to build visually stunning applications, whether it be in web forms, MVC, or both, and now also WinJS. And so I wanted to show you a little bit of the stuff we've got.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's see what you got.
Well, if you go to our website, you can see right on the front, we start to show you the first message we have is we want you to make your app, and we want you to make it your way. And Microsoft, same thing with ASP.NET. And so some of the things that we do, one of the most powerful things that we're known for is our grid. And our grid is really, really fast. In fact, this here grid you can see has 300,000 records. And when you page, it's pretty fast. We're going really fast. When we're building the HTML, it's actually a table. When you're doing sorting, we're actually being clever about how the sorting happens. So if I go ahead and click on this subject, notice how fast it is that we can sort of get things done. And so we have been building these kinds of things for years and years and years. And so for web forms, if you're more of the draggy kind of droppy kind of guy, that's great. Or if you're more the MVC kind of gal and you want to sort of use extension methods, we also provide that as well. My particular role at DevExpress is I'm the analytics program manager. So anything having to do with data shaping or presentation or analysis is really sort of my cup of tea. And so I really like showing these kinds of things. One of the more exciting things for me is we have a new dashboard product. Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how to do that dashboard inside of Visual Studio.
Cool.
So what I've done is we have this sort of dashboard builder that I've already built. I've already built the dashboard. I don't want you to have to sit through building dashboards. We have tons of videos on how to do that on our site, but here's a dashboard. And I've built it in this Windows Designer. Now the question is, I want to put it on the web, and I want to do it with ASP.NET, but I want to use HTML5 controls. So let me show you how to do that. So I'm going to start up Visual Studio from scratch. I can go ahead and close this. Incidentally, one of the things that's cool is that there's sort of interactivity built in. You can see when I click on Joseph, everything gets filtered out. Or, for example, when I look at this, this is a support database. We're looking at support tickets and our various products and how many tickets we have. When I click on, for example, total tickets that were normal, you can see all the stuff changing. You can see that everyone's been taking more or less time resolving tickets. Looks like David Bradley's taken less time and Joseph's taken more. And so the idea is we want this kind of interactivity, but on the web. Mm-hmm. Because when people are going to go to a dashboard, they're not going to be able to load up WinForms on their thing. Not that there's anything wrong with WinForms, by the way. I actually like it a lot. It's how I started. So let's do a new project, and let's go to Visual C Sharp, and let's go to web, and let's just do an empty web application. I'll just call it web application 2 because that's how Microsoft names things.
Right.
One or two, and I already did one. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and add a couple of things. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go over and I'm going to add you recall on the desktop, I had this folder that said dashboard. Mm-hmm. That dashboard you can actually save to a file, and it's an XML file. So I'm going to add the support dashboard and the picture that was on there and hit add. There you go. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to right click and go to add new web form. So let's go ahead and add that, and I'll just call it the dash. So while it's adding it, again, this is the draggy droppy kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Some people like this, some people don't. But I'm going to go to dashboard. You can see it right over here, and I'll just drop it right onto the design surface. And then I'll go to design view. When you go to design view, this is where you're going to see a lot of sort of the gerbils in the background, putting in assemblies, making your web config file the proper thing. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm going to go over to this. I'll make it register jQuery on its own. Now we'll just go down and we'll tell it what dashboard file to use. So we're going to use the support dashboard. And then what we're going to do is we're going to go and we're going to put it to full screen mode.
Okay.
And that's it. So let's run it and see what happens. I'll full screen this here. Oh, function. I always forget. Function. There you go.
Cool.
This is the same dashboard that you saw before. Obviously, I put it together mm-hmm. beforehand, so you didn't have to see me do that. But again, same dashboard on the web. Now, again, the interesting part was the functionality of clicking. So notice that when I click on things, things are still changing. When I click on Joseph, now we're looking at all of Joseph's tickets that are normal, and he only works on web forms, apparently. And these are all the tickets that he sort of worked on during his time. And so notice that as we drill in, let me kill these drill-ins. Let me go and do an inspect element. Because I think the interesting thing is that these things are all HTML5. So let's scroll down and let me go into drill into the element a little bit more. So let's go here and let's go to inspect element. There you go. Notice that this is SVG. Mm-hmm. And in fact, let me go to my desktop and then let me get into the zoom it thing because I want to zoom in and show it to you. So let's hit escape, exit full screen, and let me start my zoom it application. You know, whoever built zoom it, we just love them. So we'll go to zoom it here. I think we're running it now, and then we'll hit control one. Notice that this is all HTML5. Let me scroll down. I missed the. There you go. Notice this is HTML5 with SVG. Mm-hmm. Right? Cool. That's how we're rendering things. And the cool thing about SVG is it's like a way to draw in a vector way in HTML5. And it's something that we're going to talk about, obviously, in WinJS also. So notice that it didn't take very long, but I had a dashboard pre-built, and now it's showing up here on this particular dashboard really fast.
So give me a sense of how long it takes to put together a dashboard like that.
A good question.
An hour, 2 hours?
I don't know. Let me show you, because that's a good question. The first thing that you need to do is you need to know like what kind of questions you have.
Okay.
But this is a dashboard designer, and the reason why we have our dashboard designer as a Windows application is because when you're doing that, you want to have really fast interaction right. with the database, and you don't want to waste bandwidth. And so to build a dashboard, let me show you how to build the one I just built. So support, it's the support database. I'll use Windows Authentication. And I'll connect. Oh, I have it SQL Express. For some reason, I left it localhost.
Okay.
So I'll let it think about that for a little bit while it comes up empty. But the main idea is you get the data and you just sort of drop it on to the stuff that you want. So it's gonna talk to the database for a little bit. Oh, there you go. So I want SQL Express. I always forget that. SQL Express. And now let's go to the database. We'll use the analysis database. I'll hit next. And then I'll just pick the support data and hit finish. That's it. Now if you want to build a pie chart, you get the pie and you say, what was the first one? We did how many tickets we had. So we'll take the ID and we'll take how many there are, and then we'll split it by issue type. That's it.
Cool. That seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah, and so then you just add more items, like there's another chart. I think the chart that we had was when it was open, and we'll just pick the year, the month, and then when it was open, and we'll pick the year. here, and then we want the count, so I'll just drop the ID there. And then when you do the count, well, that doesn't look like the one we had. Well, just go to layout and style, and then just choose the chart you want. I mean, that's the same chart we had before.
There you go.
And then you just save it, and then you have this file, and this file's portable over to HTML, to ASP.NET and HTML5. And so this to me is one of my favorite products because it's the fastest way to visualize information.
Right.
And the best way to visualize information on the web is using SVG and ASP.NET.
Yeah.
And so that's probably one of the cooler things. So that's our dashboard offering inside of a web application. And it uses HTML5, and it uses the standards. I showed you how it uses SVG, and it's pretty exciting, I think, to me. The thing that we're working on next is, I'll just go to it. It's Chart.js. Let me full screen this. This is pure JavaScript and HTML5. Mm-hmm. In fact, you can use it in Notepad if you want to, for example. And we have a number of... This full screen guy is being funny to me. We have some really cool demos that you can look at. For example, if you wanted to see how Azure is running, and you have... This is all HTML5 that we built. Pure HTML5, pure JavaScript. And so the experiment that I wanted to do is I wanted to see... Because we didn't build this with WinJS necessarily in mind.
Right.
But I wanted to see how does it work. And it turns out that it's fairly straightforward. So let's do that. Let's build a Windows 8 application. So we'll stop this guy. And then I'll say File, New, Project. And we'll scroll down to the other languages. And we'll go down to JavaScript. And we'll do a navigation app.
Okay.
Now, the cool thing about building JavaScript applications in Windows 8 is it's really... The more I got into it, the more I realized I sort of had this feeling that I had to relearn stuff.
Yeah.
But the only relearning really you have to do is how do you hook it up to the Windows events? Everything else is the same.
Yeah.
And so as I started writing this little sample, I realized, boy, this is actually pretty much the same. And so let me show you how to get, first of all, our stuff. If you go to chartjs.devexpress.com, you'll see there's a download. You just click on it, and then it'll download it. I've already downloaded it, and it's sort of on, right here on my desktop. You can see there's the JavaScript. It's all in there. And then some demos. And the demos are really just demos about, you know, what does it look like. And notice that they're all sort of in HTML. So let me... There you go.
Cool.
Just straight HTML running off of your... right now it's running out of Windows Explorer, but you can run it off of your web server. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just start building something that looks like a dashboard. And then I'll show you something I ran into, which is kind of funny. I'm running kind of on the newer 8.1 stuff, and so IE 11 is it beta yet? Or is it released?
I don't think it's released. I think it's still in preview.
That's what I thought. And so there's some really cool things, and then I'll show you how to get a hold of us. Because I think one of the important things is not only knowing how to build these things, but if you have a question, I'm very accessible when it comes to these things. So let me move some stuff over. So we have the charts, we have the globalize, and then we'll use jQuery, which is kind of cool that you can use jQuery, and I'll just drop it right into there. So we've got those three things in there. The other thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to change the application to UI light, because dark is cool, but I want to do light. Notice that the Windows 8 sort of applications can be either light or dark. The way to change them between light and dark is to use your custom CSS stuff. And then I'll go to the page, which is the home page, and I'll change this one to light. And let's just run it. And let's see what it is that we get just by default. Oh, I think I pushed the wrong button. There it is. So there is our app.
Okay.
Nothing in there yet. So we'll go back to this, we'll hit stop, and let's start building some stuff. The first thing I want to do is let me go here and let's change some context. So instead of typing it all out, right, I'm just going to use our very nice templating system in CodeRush, and I pre-put those in because you guys don't want to see me typing stuff because it gets kind of boring. Notice that this is just a div that has some paragraphs in it. That's it. Now we need to make this look like something, so I'll go to the CSS. And now the cool thing about this is you'll see here when you look at these, you have the ability to change CSS based upon the orientation. Yep. So when it's large, because I'm going to build like a box with four squares in it. But if you scrunch that over, it's probably better just to have a series of squares on. And you can change that there. I won't do that here. So let's put our CSS here. A couple of things that I put in there. I put some borders there just so you can see what it looks like to start. And then notice there was 1, 2, 3, 4, and I put them in grids.
Okay.
Using the grid stuff. Okay. So now that we have that, let's run it and see what we got so far. There you go. So notice that you have this box with some stuff in there. It looks like the margins are a little bit too large. So let's go over here and let me show you how to change them. So we'll go to CSS and we'll go to the margins and paddings. Let's change the margin to something a little bit less onerous, to like 10. And let's change this padding to like, I don't know, 5. And notice up here there's this really cool button that lets you just refresh it. Remember, the app is still running.
Mm-hmm.
And now when I hit this, you see that? It's pretty cool. And when you have multiple screens, which Visual Studio is really good at, you can imagine a scenario where you have the app over here and Visual Studio over here. You make a CSS, because you know how CSS is. It's like
right. You
have to kind of wrestle with it, to say it in a funny way. And so imagine having one screen over here with the app and CSS over here, and you hit the... In fact, I've gotten to the point where you just hit Control-Shift-R and then it refreshes. And so now we have this app that has four little areas. You know, my first website I ever built had a rotating GIF that said welcome. Now, I'm not going to get into if it's GIF or JIF. I don't care. And so let's not argue about that here. But the fact of the matter is I started with web, and it's the funnest thing.
The guy who invented it says JIF, so... Apparently.
It looks like we're going to have a fight about that right now, aren't we? I'm just kidding. And so here it is. So there is the app. I put some borders around it so you can see it. And now I'm just going to go over to, the first thing I almost forgot is I need to put the references to the JavaScript files that I just put in there. So I'll just put, there it is. By the way, this thing that I'm using is called Code Rush. You've had Mark Miller talk about it. I was trying to find a way to type this fast without boring the viewers, and so I just literally went into Code Rush and made a new template, and so I type in dxref, and boom, there it is. So it's pretty cool. The way to add those, if you go over here to Code Rush, you can see in the options, templates, right? You can make any template for anything you want.
Yeah.
It's cool. The presenter's dream, so let's hit cancel. All right, so now what we're going to do is let's add something. So let's go to the demos here, and let's go to the visualization gallery. In the visualization gallery, you have all of our stuff and how it works. Let's look at a linear gauge. And you know what? Let's just take this, and let's just copy it. See what happens. And we'll go over here to, I need to do this in the JavaScript file. So let me hit stop. And let me go to the home.js. Here is the ready function for this page. By the way, if you don't know already, this is a spa application. So the default is this outer thingy. And then on the inside, you have these things coming in and out. And so we're working on this home page. And again, we're working on area number one. Because you recall, I called them like something really smart, right? Like
one, two, three, four.
Yeah, so now I know where these things are going. So we'll go to home.js, and I will just copy it. And now the only thing we'll change is this guy right here, right? Because we need to put it in one. So I'll go over here, and I'll go to one, and let's see what happens. Let's cross our fingers, people. Boom.
Excellent.
Do you see that? And this is in a Windows application.
Yeah.
Windows Store app. And notice that... I mean, I didn't do anything really. I just literally went to the site.
Mm-hmm.
And let's do another one just for kicks and giggles. So let's go over here and let's go back. And this is one of my favorite ones, the circular gauge. So let's take this guy and let's go over here Just
so there's no copy button on.
You know what?
I think you ought to have one.
That's a great idea. I wish I had a pen. But well, let's record this so that later
let's
I can
record this.
Yeah, and then later I can just sort of write. Okay. That's a great idea, actually. Make sure you write this down somewhere so I'll control C this. I don't think they envisioned me because, by the way, when we made these, we weren't like thinking, oh, this is going to go in a Windows Store app, right? This is not even what we imagined. And so when you called and you said, hey, come on and show us your WinJS stuff, I was thinking, oh, we don't have WinJS stuff. And it's like, wait a minute. We have JS stuff. Does it work? And it turns out that it does. There is
it's
one quirk.
It's just JavaScript.
Yeah. There is one quirk that I'll show you, and we figured it out. Last night I was talking with the devs because I want to tell you also at the end a little bit about how our support works. And so now let's go to number two. There you go. And now Control Shift R. Boom.
Very cool.
I mean, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, this was literally, if you're a web developer, everything I did was not difficult. CSS, references. HTML.
Well,
and
it's
then
part of the story we've been telling. I've been telling it for quite some time that if you know HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, you know everything you need to know to come over and start building Windows Store apps.
Yeah.
And so the fact that you can just take JavaScript and put it in there, that's kind of what you'd expect.
Yeah.
It's awesome when it works.
And that's the thing. I mean, we're coming at this from a perspective of we didn't think to put this in WinJS.
Right.
We didn't think about it. And so when I got the call, hey, we want to do a show about your Windows JS sort of stuff, I'm like, oh, I don't know if we have any. And then I tried this. I'm like, whoa, it works.
Yeah.
Again, this is just IE that has hooks into the Windows API, the Windows 8 API. And so, again, there might be some quirks, but it's nothing you can't figure out. In fact, let me show you what I mean by that. Because we found one little quirk. So let's go to the demo list and let's find a line chart here. Here is a line chart. And boy, we should really put a copy button here.
We really should.
You know what I'm saying? And I'll copy this and let's go over to Visual Studio here. And let's press enter. Notice here's some data. This data you can get, you know, we kind of just burned it in, right? Because it's just easier to burn it in. But you can imagine a scenario where you're doing a call to a service, like an Azure service that shoots back, or web API that's living on a Azure sort of local sort of Azure thing. And by the way, Azure's great. I've been using it. It's pretty fun, the stuff you can do. And once you get a sort of a grasp of how really big or small it can be, it's pretty amazing. And so you can imagine getting a data source from there. Let's get number three populated. That's why I just typed in number three, and then we type that in. Okay, I want you to notice something that's interesting, right? And this is something I ran into last night, because when I did this test initially, I did it on Windows 8, and this is the preview of Windows 8.1.
Right.
And I found kind of a quirk. And so let me show you what it is. Let me show you how we can fix it. And then let me tell you a little bit about how our support works. Because it turns out that when I have a problem, the program manager has a problem at DevExpress, I actually use our support system.
Wow.
It's a lot easier for me to say, hey, I found this bug. And the guys, they go through it. And the gals, we have some excellent people to do that. But let me
email the product team directly.
Do you?
Absolutely.
You know what? I find that if it's like written down, if it's written down and it's in their system, it's so much easier.
I had an issue actually yesterday with visuals. Actually, it was with the page inspector on Windows 8.1, having difficulty changing the size of the panes in the page inspector, and it turns out it's a bug.
Huh.
So I talked directly to the product team, and they logged it as a bug.
Well, that's nice. So I just log it for them. Literally, like, cause it literally goes in there. And
I don't know that they're going to name it after me, but
I think I can even show you. Like, one time I logged a bug in support, and I think the guy was new, didn't even know who I was. And he's like, oh man, that's too bad. And he's like, okay, we've got him, get ahead and fixed it. Here's the patch. Thanks so much for using our product. I'm like, I work. It's seriously the coolest thing. And so I think that was pretty cool. So anyways, we kind of digressed a little, but the idea was I wanted to show you that for some reason the title's not showing. Right? And we're like, oh man. And so let me show you a little bit about how to debug these things inside of Visual Studio. So there it is reloaded. Notice the title. It was supposed to be some title there. Let's go over here. Notice that when you're running these things, there's this thing called the DOM Explorer.
Yes.
And you can actually change stuff there and see what happens when you go back to it. So let's go there and let's find the element. Remember, we were in PID3. So let's scroll down to the div. There's the div. There's the fragment homepage. There's the main role. Remember, there's the dash. And then we're in number 3. There's the SVG that it rendered. Mm-hmm. Right in there. And now let's hit the arrow down there. And let's go to the chart title, because that's what's messing up. Now, this is a cool thing, right? Because this is HTML. And if you're familiar with HTML and you're familiar with running things inside of IE developer tools, or inside of, if you decide to use Chrome, there's a way to go into the DOM and see mm-hmm. what's happening. And so I was sitting there with a dev last night. We're looking at how this is working. And you notice that we have the fill right there. This element fill is an SVG element. And that's how you're supposed to fill stuff. But for some reason, it's not picking it up. And I was like, well, let me try something. So I went in there. And instead, I type in color, colon, and I think it's a single quote, black. There it is. And now when I go back, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you see that? Yeah. And so if you're, just think about the possibilities. Now, this just happened with us, and this is newer because IE 11 is still in preview, and so it's quirky, and the devs know about it, and we've logged it, and everything's good. But if you're working with Windows Store apps in HTML5 and JS, mm-hmm. you go and something's not showing up the right way, go to the DOM Explorer, play with it, and look at it. And like I said, because you notice here on the legend that it's not showing up down here either. Right. It's probably, it doesn't have the color attribute.
Okay.
And we were under the impression that SVG uses fill, but apparently this uses color, so maybe it's something we need to look at. And so as I sat here and tried to work it out and try to figure out why is it doing this, it was really neat to go and just sort of fiddle with things as it's running. Now imagine with 2 screens.
Yeah.
You can see what's being rendered. You can see why it's being rendered. It's pretty powerful. And so notice that here we built this application. That has kind of like a dashboard feel, kind of like the other
absolutely.
Dashboard feel.
Yeah.
And it wasn't anything I went to the site, copy-pasted, and put it
very
in,
cool.
did a couple of HTML elements. And so I think that's probably some of the more exciting things that we're offering, for me at least, anything that visualizes data in a concise way where you can look at stuff and be like, oh, yeah, I know what's happening. I love that stuff. And if we can put it on any platform, I'm excited.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So you have the full complement of controls for ASP.NET, for web forms, MVC, for WinStore apps, the
yeah.
whole shebang.
It turns out that unbeknownst to us, we do have WinStore app widgets for the store app. And I work closely with the developers, and I always say, hey, because they weren't even envisioning this being used this way.
Yeah.
And so when I kind of threw it at them, they're like, oh, we didn't think of using it that way. And I showed them a couple of things, just like this little thing that we mm-hmm. found. And it's pretty cool, how fast you can get up and running to make Windows Store app. There's no excuse not to make a store app nowadays, especially if you're a web developer.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
awesome.
Thank
Great
you.
Stuff.
Thanks
Great
for
stuff.
Having me.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So there you go. So we now have the XAML controls that we did at TechEd.
We, sure
we have
did.
The HTML controls that we did here. We've completely run the gamut.
Next, we'll have to find a new medium to put stuff on.
Maybe.
Oh, this is just cool.
If there is something, we'll have you back.
Cool.
All right. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.
Take care.